Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. May the Lord bless you richly on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. Help us to understand your word. Watch over us and protect us and keep us, Lord. And we decree, Lord, that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. Lord, we love you. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. We left off yesterday in John chapter 3. We were speaking a little bit about Nicodemus, and so I want to touch back on that subject. It's John chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 2. The same, which this was Nicodemus, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And we're going to look over in verse, let's look at verse, starting in verse 17, okay, starting at verse 17 of the same chapter, John chapter 3, and this is why the Pharisees did not want to acknowledge to Jesus about who he was. They believed that he came from God. Whether or not they believed that he was the Messiah, I'm not sure, but they certainly knew he came from God, because it clearly shows that Nicodemus said, we know you come from God, because no man can do these things without God being with them. So let's look at the reason why they did not want this to take place, and the reason why many today do not want to believe or accept that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. He is the Savior of the world. Verse 17 of John chapter 3, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And that is the reason why. And verse 20 even goes more into that. It says, for everyone that doeth evil, practices evil, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed. And if your deeds are exposed, then you would need to do something about it, right? And so let's read verse 21. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought or worked in God. The reason why the Pharisees did not want to acknowledge it, because they had no light and their deeds were evil, which means that they would be exposed for who they were, the hypocrites that they were. And they did not want that, so they would not accept that Jesus was the Christ. And that is how a lot of us are today. A lot of human beings, I mean that as us people, a lot of people do not want to accept that Jesus Christ is God, because it brings about responsibility. Gotta make changes. Gotta change your ways. Let's go over to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 33. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, bad, and his fruit bad. For the tree is known by his fruit. So it's saying, either be good or bad. Don't hang out in the middle. That's that religious behavior, looking the part but really not doing it, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. Such ways turn away. Don't straddle the fence. And so let's go over to Revelation also. Revelation, Jesus was talking to the church of Laodicea. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, it says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, talking about Jesus. Verse 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I wish thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew or spit or vomit thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, and you are unaware of it. And so we have certain ways that we go about living in this life to look a certain part. Some of us say we're believers and some say we're not believers. Some don't want to believe or accept it because, like I said, it calls for responsibility and having to change ways and do things according to what God represents. And because people don't want to do that, they deny the power. They deny that Jesus is the Christ. There's some people that totally are numb to it because they don't want to do good because their deeds are evil. They want to remain in the dark. No matter what you say to them, no matter what gospel you present, no matter what is going on as far as the preaching and teaching of the gospel and living witnesses that are living in this earth that are witnesses for Christ, they don't want to accept that because that means they have to be responsible to someone else. But all of us will give an account of our deeds. We will all be held accountable for what we do. And so the Pharisees in John chapter 8 knew that Jesus was from God, and they just would not accept it because that meant a change. And they didn't want to do it. What is it that you need to change and you refuse to do it? You know you're supposed to change it, but you just won't do it. You know God has spoken to you and you just won't do it. People know, even without having a relationship with God, what that sense of right and wrong is. And they continue to go down it anyway. And there's repercussions from that. We talked several days ago about the penalty of sin is death. Sin has a payment and it comes with a reward, and the reward is death. Back in Genesis, when Satan approached Eve and said, "Has God said you shall not eat of the tree of the fruit?" The fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, and she repeats, "Yes, God has said, neither shall we eat of it, neither shall we touch it, lest we die." And Satan said, "Thou shalt not surely die." Now, when they ate of the fruit, they did not die physically instantly. And that is the danger of a lot of things when we sin and go down a practice and lifestyle of sin, because God doesn't come and lower the boom and crack you over the head right then. We think we're getting away with it, and we think that it's okay, or somehow we're going to be exempt from it, and we're not. We're not going to be exempt from it. Please join me on The Word in Me on Monday. We will start on John chapter 9, and we will be talking about Jesus healing a blind man from birth. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay connected to God. Strengthen your relationship with God, because that is the only relationship that will truly matter when it's all said and done. Have a blessed weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.